Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to 15-Minute Music Break on Independent Music Showcase, and I'm your host, John Darlington. We are on John Talk Radio, streaming live on Blog Talk Radio. That was Rick Remodka with his one of his newer songs, Better Days. Rick will be on the show a week from this Wednesday to talk about his new album and talk about everything that's going on, and he's a great musician and a better guy. He's a cool dude to have on. Rick Remodka next Wednesday, a week from this Wednesday. And we heard Ray Paul with I Love It, But You Don't Believe It. Octopus Sing with Life of Nature, and started off today's show with Red Skylark. That's Ed Shuttleworth's band, Shiver. Today is one of my most wonderful best friends. We've been friends since we can go back in time and remember. So I want to say happy birthday to my buddy Richard Gillivan. Richard, have a great birthday today, man. And this goes out to you.
Now, somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that. He said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in, and grinning a grin, he said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. He drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Match. And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch, and I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Gideon checked out, and he left it no doubt.